Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
Last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ooh. No, shoot your eye out.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Ah, hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just terrific.
Oh, my gosh.
Things couldn't be better.
I bet. If I hear one more time that Biden gave his official first speech, I hate to remind people, but that vote doesn't even get unsealed or counted until January.
You mean nobody knows what it is?
Yeah.
But everybody's saying he's the winner.
I know. It's so desperate. Yeah. It just reeks of desperation. Nobody knows what that is. And on top of that, boy, we have a lot to talk about in today's first hour because we have what's going on over at Generic State University. but I just wanted to remind people. Michigan Dominion audit, in fact, court-ordered audit concluded that Dominion voting machines were intentionally designed to create systematic fraud in Michigan. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules pandemic does not exempt voters from proving identity. Republican electors in 4 states said yesterday that they would cast their procedural votes for President Donald Trump and Pence. And those states include, yeah, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. They all voted for Trump. And it comes as their states formally appointed Democratic electors who voted for Biden. So even in Michigan, 2 separate slates of electors were cast, 16 for Trump, 16 for Biden. The Democrats project confidence in Georgia state runoff victories. Okay. They're projecting that. Doesn't mean that's happened. And Nevada, a DMV record suggests that about 4,000 non-citizens voted in the 2020 election. And Powell alerted SCOTUS of new evidence filed in the Michigan case. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah. But
news won't report it.
Yeah. But after all that,
yeah,
Biden came up with a real coup d'etat. He's going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Oh, I bet he is. Along with
he's
the other
buying you for
evil,
that.
Stupid yeah. ideas that he mm-hmm. has. Yeah, I know. The trillion upon trillion dollar Green Deal, the let's remove paying for college from everybody. I mean, you name it. It's endless. It's disgusting. It's evil. It's not America.
And his appointment to his cabinet, mm-hmm. Mr. Klein, uh-huh. he's going to save warp speed.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to save it?
Because it's so messed up now, you know, that he's going to come in and save it. This is according to Chris Hahn.
Oh, gosh. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the guy
president
that
messed up.
I know. Even, hey, the guy that heads Warp Speed, that's who brought us Gardasil.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's so much going on that, and there's a lot of information out there, but the fact that we don't even find out until January 6th, and they jumped the gun. You know, it was so reeking of desperation, it almost sounds like they think they might think they're going to lose and just have to push the envelope so far as to create this facade that Trump stole the election when it comes to January.
Not that this...
From Biden.
Not that this is a clue, but has Kamala given up her Senate seat yet? I don't think so.
Yeah. This is about to get very interesting. Will there be a showdown? You know, New York Times was saying, oh, the Republicans think there's going to be this big showdown in January. There very much could be a big showdown in January. So we'll have to see what happens. Yeah. Now, there's a majority of the House and Senate that have to come together to deny certifying votes. But what's very interesting is what do the votes say? Now, that's what's interesting, okay? Do the votes actually say Biden's the winner? So they might not. They might not. And that's where it gets interesting. So will the showdown be over the fact that the House and Senate would come together to deny the election? No, I don't think so. I actually think the votes might say something different than we think in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if it was 1832, this would be being settled by a duel.
You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea, because
no.
I think I know who the winner of that duel would be. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that there is so much news that is not being reported. There are so many things still cooking along. And when I saw them so quick and so many people out there so quick to just jump in and congratulate him, my heart sank because I thought, wow, people are this stupid. They don't really understand how the process works.
Nope.
And that's, you know, that's where we say we have to educate a nation. We don't even know our own process. We don't even know how it works. So, and I don't remember in the Constitution where it blessed the media with that job of calling the election over and over again. So, and I think everybody, I think at this point, I think the amount of desperation is so ginormous that it reeks. I mean, you see it, right? People see it, right?
No.
I mean, they seem so just desperate, like when they were in the election night to call states for Biden. I mean, it was just this overall sense of desperation.
I think the Constitution would have actually said that the media had the responsibility if they had known TV was going to exist. But they didn't know about TV.
Well,
then.
You know.
But it's a living document.
Well, they had media at the time. They didn't anoint them then.
Not TV, though.
I know, but media was a big deal. If they wanted to, they would have done it then.
You
because
think?
Media was a big deal. And what was in the papers really was the catalyst to tell people how to think and feel.
Kate,
even
that's
then.
An awful constructionist view.
Right? Yeah. In fact, the op-ed pieces, this is where you turned the tide for people. This is where you got them thinking things. So,
sure.
Yeah. Anyway. Geez. I don't know. You know something? I've been on the radio for 9 years, and I have been talking about this for 9 years. 9 years. But it really didn't ramp up. Probably until about 5 years ago on the radio. I would have to say 4 to 5 years ago, it really got legs, was this whole Dixie, let's take Dixie out of everything, let's rename everything, let's overhaul. And a lot of that had to do with Mayor Pike. Mayor Pike was really embarrassed over the whole Dixie thing, although he didn't tell people that when he got elected to be mayor and when he was on the city council. But even in the city council, I remember he wanted to run that Dixie ambulance service out. and he got the contracted big winner in here and ousted his own city council member, Michelle, actually ousted her business.
Yep.
And he was a big catalyst in that, him and Steve Urquhart, who used to be a state senator, who's quite deplorable. And the two of them are besties, they're buddies, and they work together on some things like that. So Pike was very much a piece of that, and I remember reporting on it. Now we have the removal of Dixie's name. The problem, though, is that when they were actually citing their own numbers, a very, very small percentage of Utahns actually were for this measure. And do you know what they hinged the decision on to go with generic state university? Because they're just calling it what? State university
state
right now?
State university.
They hinged that on out-of-towners, people out of state. They went to people out of state to tell us how to redo our heritage.
That makes sense.
It totally makes sense, right? And so Biffy Williams, the university president that Pike flew up to Salt Lake to they met in Salt Lake to do this deal where Biffy Boy would come in and would then head Dixie College, turn it into what, big old nursing school for IHC? Anyway, because that's what he basically, I think, did in Kansas,
sure,
wherever he came from. Anyway, this was a big piece in renaming this. I mean, he had to have somebody on board that was going to follow suit and get rid of Dixie. And so now they really are excited to do this. And they what was the big article? With heavy hearts, my rear end. They've been wanting to do this for years. And so I've been reporting on it for 9 years. They've been wanting to get rid of Dixie. And they did. They got it out of our mascot. What animal are we? Polar bear? What are we? Fish? What are we? What did they claim?
It's a cow, isn't it?
Is it the bison?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're home of the... What are we? Home of the what? Bison? Is that what we are out here
bison.
In the desert? Okay, and so we're home of the bison. That's special.
They really did it smart, though,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't immediately come up with another name.
Right.
They just dropped Dixie.
So it's just...
So nobody can say we don't like the new name.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so embarrassed.
Because the new name basically is just minus Dixie.
What a sad state of affairs. I mean, honestly, what a sad state of affairs. So they go to the Cicero group. I love when they all go to out-of-town groups. It's kind of like why we got, what, $2 million worth of scooters nobody uses and electric scooters is because they went to an out-of-town group to help us to facilitate that.
Yeah, the Cicero group is in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
They're very popular up there in that liberal part of the state.
I'll bet. I'll bet they were real excited about this. So 17% of our community members wanted this. The rest didn't. Yeah. Oh. What does that tell you?
That only, the majority doesn't mean much?
Right. The majority means nothing. And 38% of Utahns wanted this. Not the majority. Notice how they say that? It's not the majority. It's the small minority of Utahns in general. What did they do? Cicero go around Salt Lake doors and knock doors? Anyway, so they went to out of town and they said 52% of the people outside the state. We're not talking about 90% of the people here wanted to change it.
No.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No. 17 wanted to change it. And I guess 17% now speak for, I guess these are the same voters for Pike and all the rest of these clowns. And they're the same voters that would vote something like this. You know, of course, get rid of Dixie. The majority does not want this. And here we are. Sellout University USA. There we go. Sellout state. I think that's what I'm going to call it from now on. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Yeah.
pedal pentatonics. Pentatonics. Sorry. I always say it wrong. Love their versions of songs. Awesome. And welcome back to the show. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. Tinnitus. If you are hearing the ringing in your ears, make sure that you're getting over to Intermountain Audiology. If you're living with that constant sound of jingle bells in your ears, good heavens, this is the time to deal with this and absolutely go get some treatment for this. FDA approved, 80% effective. You have nothing to lose, but you will lose conversations with friends and understanding and hearing all that's going around you. It can also affect memory loss. It can also affect your independence if you're older. Please go down and say my name. All you have to do is mention the show. They're not going to ask you. You have to mention it on your own. Mention the show name. Mention my name. Even mention Uncle Milty. And get 2 free months of treatment. Please urge a loved one to do this right now and take advantage of this before this special is gone.
You know, there's a lot of people that think there is no treatment for tinnitus. There actually is.
For tinnitus, there is. There is treatment. Yes, Intermountain Audiology, all you have to do is say our name. Please urge a loved one to do this. It's time. If you say Biden's president and they're smiling, something's wrong. They cannot hear you. It's the greatest hearing test of all time. And by the way, he's not even president. I digress. All right. Welcome to the show, caller. Go right ahead.
Hey, so hey. I've been doing a sample poll of our people here at St. George that don't like Mayor Pike. It's well over 50%. I feel he should submit his resignation right away.
I would love it.
I think that would be a Christmas present to St. George if Pike would resign. So yeah. We'll see if he responds. Let's hope. He's big on doing these outside groups. It's an internal poll.
Mm-hmm.
So, but over 50%, I feel he should resign. So
yeah.
We'll see if he responds by Christmas.
Agreed.
I'm not holding my breath. I think I'd suffocate if I did. No. So
I love that you're proposing it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah, people are so unhappy with Pike.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a pretty accurate poll.
He's had an awful career here. And because of all the things, I mean, how endless has this been of things? I mean, talk about up the budget by millions of dollars and spending's out of control with Pike in and his city council. And you've got and all the people on the city council that voted yes for all these lame brain ideas that he had, the scooters and everything else that they've done, the bikes. I mean, it's just insane that the amount of affordable housing and what Biden wants to do with affordable housing if Biden got in. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's insane how much these people love the Biden socialist ideas.
You know, I always thought the size of a city was measured by its population.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after Mayor Pike got in, I realized that the size of a city is measured by its budget.
Yeah. Oh, the budget upped by millions and millions since Pike's been in. I mean, really and truly, the spending's out of control. Giving money to certain businesses, $500,000 here, $500,000 there, $500,000 to SkyWest. And then, of course, the name changing. And if you want to comment on this, taking Dixie out of Dixie, so it's Sellout State University, I'll tell you, I know a lot of you out there have expressed these sentiments to me that we just feel like our heritage, everything is just getting ripped right out from under us. We're just like any other town, any other place in America. And what makes us special is our heritage and our foundation and remembering back to those that sacrificed all to be here and to grow this area. And it was really a term of love in this area towards those who came here. And I think that's what's lost and missed upon these liberals like Mayor Pike and Biff Williams, who think that that they move here from some other place and they just think that they know better. Now, I moved here from California 25 years ago. Would I have ever once even thought about trying to change somebody else's heritage? I moved here. I'm a guest. I would never in a million years think about ripping somebody's heritage out from under them because I don't understand it. It isn't, they can like it or dislike it, but do they actually understand why we were named Dixie? They don't, and they don't care.
No, to them, Dixie has only one meaning.
Yes, and they can only see racism.
That's,
they can
it.
That's all they can see is racism.
And that's their problem.
And it's very telling about
yes.
them, because that's all they can see. They don't see the struggles and the pioneers and the people that forged this area into what it was. It's a love letter to them. And these people think that they can move here? Biff Williams, what a joke. Move here and tell you what your history means, mm-hmm. what your foundation means, who you are as a people. You know, this is going on all over the country, and it's also going around all over the state, too. Look at Cedar City. Look at what they've been up against with their mascots and all the things that they've tried to change there. Why? So that you can serve the 17%, which I think is very generous, by the way, from this group up in Salt Lake. Why didn't they pick a group here? Do we have nobody in this town that can facilitate the questioning of people to understand where we're at as a community? You have to go to Salt Lake, the liberal den of America, to figure out where we're at down here?
Yeah. Somebody up there needed the $100,000 they paid them.
Yeah. Somebody's uncle's, aunt's, cousin's, friend, neighbor. And so you've got these people here that all moved here that are all heading up your city right now. And you've got city council members, quiet as church mouse, not saying a thing, not standing up for any of it. And a lot of them are homegrown here. Why? They won't go up against the hierarchy here. It's really a sad state, I think, that we're in right now with this kind of nonsense taking hold. And you think, when people describe what a Biden 4 years would look like, and it really wouldn't be Biden, it'd be Kamala. Can you imagine the changes that will be made and the people that will remain silent under that? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Kate.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Milty.
Hi.
Hi.
This does not surprise me one bit, taking polls up north to find out what we need to do down here.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to hearken back a few years to a group called Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
Mm. A gem of a group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ran by one Heidi McIntosh.
Mm. Yeah.
And so interesting where they would poll their opinions and raise their funds. Salt Lake. In fact, I don't know how many people knew or know that Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance is headquartered in Salt Lake City.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I also don't know how many people happen to know that the massive amount, like 90%+ of their fundraising, is gathered in Salt Lake and mm-hmm. Chicago, Illinois.
Why is that not surprising?
Yeah, so, you know, Salt Lake and Chicago know better what we need to do with our land here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Northern Utah and all of the elitists and the Mitt Romneys that are mm-hmm. attached to that know so much better what we need to name our things here.
Yeah, that's so true. Yep.
So, and folks, if you think that this is gobbledygook, just remember back to something that Michelle Obama said.
Mm-hmm.
My husband needs to change our language and our history.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Really appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it's discouraging because there's nobody standing up. Who's standing up for this? You've got a couple of students over there that were picked, very liberal students, that head up Sellout State University, that head them up. And they're the ones that get the microphone and the articles. And yeah. then you've got Biff Williams. Does anyone like Biff Williams as president of Dixie? Do you really think that he's gone in some great directions? Look at the firings. Look at the things he's done. Whether you agree with those firings or not of the people, look at the way it was done. That was just... the hiding of evidence, the crazy stuff that was going on. And what? I mean, what are they trying to turn the school into? You know? Big, huge nursing program for IHC because the mayor is in IHC? I mean, just questions. And then get rid of it because it's what, racist? Is that all they can see?
It's all they can ever see.
Huh. Ah. You know, it's really tough to see this from all angles. No wonder, you know, we've got the COVID fraud. We've got the fraudulent numbers. We've got the election fraud. We've got the fraud of people in cities that say, I care about this city, but can we rip it to shreds so that we can start it over?
Yeah.
Really? Do you really love this city? Why are you here? Why are you here? I wish people would ask Mayor Pike, why are you even here? What do you even like about this place? Because he was the one, didn't he, in the article that said he gets kind of embarrassed. He doesn't like to say Dixie when he goes out of the state.
Yeah.
Shameful. Yeah. Then why is he mayor? Shameful. Why did he run for mayor then? Why was he on the city council forever if he doesn't like this place? And he wanted to change it into something it's not. Anyway, I sure hope he, like he said, he's the first person to run up and go sign up for that vaccine that's coming.
Yeah.
He also got us a very liberal chief of police. And that's a joke. A very liberal chief of police. We used to have a pretty good one, a pretty fair chief of police. Yeah. Now we don't. We have a BLM rear end kissing chief of police now.
Yeah, but at least we don't have to hear much about defunding the police.
Gosh, I don't know. It just it's sickening. It's really, really sickening. And I think that we need to realize when we're electing these people what they're really about, where they're really from, and really what their goals are. Because when somebody gets up and they're kind of that puppy dog that laps up to everybody and placates everybody, know that there's something else going on, big time. Look at all the affordable housing. Did everybody wake up and realize all of a sudden that we had affordable housing everywhere in St. George? Do you wonder why that is? Do you wonder how many kickbacks they must be getting? How many contracts are at hand? It's just turning us into something we never wanted to be here. And not only that, we're giving money to all these businesses, picking and choosing who gets cash and who doesn't. My gosh, we paid $250,000 to house snowmobile equipment and snow street equipment for the removal of snow. We had to become a city that badly for federal funding that we sold our soul on that too.
Yeah. Well, it does snow here once every 40 years.
Yeah. What is it? A municipal? What was it called? Kind of city. In order to become a certain kind of city to get the federal funding, what's the word?
Oh, a metropolitan.
Metropolitan,
area.
Yes. This is all because of these people that we all put in. And you all trusted them and said, oh my gosh, they're so nice. They're so nice. And this is what we're stuck with. This is what we're stuck with. Gutting our city, our heritage, our founding, who we are as a people, where we came from, and the shoulders that we sit on here in this community. If it hadn't have been for those pioneers and those people that forged this city into what it is, we could not be here. This is an amazing city, and these people hate its heritage. Be right back, Kate Daly Show, and I'll take your calls.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, the weather outside was whitening, till the dog did something frightening. He's got no other place to go. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
And he doesn't show signs of stopping as he sniffs around.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Those hot tubs are pretty amazing. So are the swim spas, and what a good surprise that would be for a loved one. The swim spa can help you actually get the exercise right in your own backyard because it has a current that you can swim against. You can turn that on. And I love this because the fact that you can get such great exercise in water. And so for any of you that have joint problems and pain and all those things, what a fantastic way not only to lose weight, but also get that heart rate up. And also do it in water where you're not going to hurt yourself. It's pretty amazing. And when you move, you can take it with you. That's a nice gift. And so make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. 40 years experience, specials on financing, all kinds of ways. And they can actually come every week and monitor the water for you and help you out there. And they are just a fantastic way to exercise. Get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
I have an update on our little retirement. Then I have something for Uncle Milty.
Okay.
Well, remember I told you our little tyrant said that we had to behave ourselves. Well, we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So now we another 2-week lockdown, and I just couldn't behave myself. Now for Uncle Milty, we now know why people wear masks in cars.
Why?
Because they can't stop licking the windows.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. By the way, another comment on the removing Dixie, and now I guess it's called State University. Okay. Boy. I just have no words for this one. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
They really wanted to name it Utah State University.
Ooh.
But isn't there already one of those?
It's already taken. Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll end up calling it Inclusive University. That's really what they're shooting for. It's Inclusive University. I like Sellout University, personally. But I wanted to just to make note, you know, one of the comments that was said about these guys, I've been emotional all day. He's not emotional, Williams. No, he's just really happy they finally did it, is really what's going on here. And he goes, it's been emotional for all of us. And you want to know why? Because he said that they had ties there. You know why they had to say ties? Everyone has ties where they live. They don't have any roots. That's why. See the shift? Yeah. We all have people here that we love. Yeah, everybody has people where they live that they love. Yeah, we get that. But they don't have roots here. So what do? They tell you, well, we have ties. Mm-hmm. What, for the whole, couple of years he's been here?
Yeah.
Anyway, it just makes me ill. The whole thing makes me ill, and I can't believe that people are. And, of course, they had to make the statement, we share the profound pride of the local meaning of Dixie. That embodies the region's pioneering heritage of grit, service, and sacrifice. However...
We want to get rid of it.
However... The word Dixie has a national meaning, and all we can see is racism, and that is vastly different because we came here, and basically we just care about how people in the south of the United States feel about it, and we're going with what they think. So that's perfect. Anyway, what a bunch of sellouts. So, Biff, Pike, all of them, city councils, they're all just, why do we even have them anymore? Why don't we just go to the Southern Law, Southern Poverty Law? For everything. They'll tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, the shots started showing up, and of course, the healthcare workers are going to be what, the first in line to take those? Yeah, and our elderly?
Because they've been dropping like flies, you know, the healthcare workers.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
No, wait. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, they're not.
60% of the deaths are elderly.
Yeah.
Average age of the dead from the nasty cold is 78 years old.
Right. And what's our life expectancy?
78
years old. Oh, it's the same. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, there's a theory out there.
Yeah, what is
it? That the reason that there's no excessive deaths from the pandemic that show up in the epidemiological stats is because... The 78-year-old average dead of COVID was probably in a situation where they might not make it through the year anyway.
Anyway, yeah, they were on hospice. Many were on hospice of our dead. And we're not even up to the number of previous year's flu and pneumonia. So there's that. I know. And then you have all the healthcare workers that from what we are hearing from those that are calling in and those that are writing into the show that they did these layoffs because they didn't have people that were coming, and then they never really re-upped that again, and so they're all tired. Is this why we're giving the vaccine to them? They're tired because they're overworked because they would not hire back to full extent.
Between that and the fact that they have to treat everyone as if they have
the big bug. They put in a big half hour of regulatory nonsense, right, to go through for COVID, and then blame... I don't know, who do they blame on that? Because they have to blame themselves for instigating these measures that they didn't need to take. And so then they make it so horrendous for anyone going to the hospital that all they can see through are the goggles of COVID. Everyone has COVID.
What's going to happen is that all the people that can think for themselves are going to quit healthcare mm-hmm. and go to work in another field. And we're going to be left with the sheep in our national health care system.
Yeah, just like they did with schools.
Yep.
We're a bucket of fun, huh? Today.
Yeah.
Man. All right. I just getting annoyed. Now, let me give you one good thing. Supreme Court struck down pandemic-related limits on attendance at houses of worship in New Jersey and Colorado in two separate lawsuits. The ruling in Robinson versus Murphy was unanimous. And the court granted the petition and judgment at the same time without hearing the oral argument, sending the case back to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals with instructions to remand to the District Court for further consideration in light of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn versus Cuomo. So, well, there's something.
Well, there is and there isn't. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In our diocese here, mm-hmm. there has been no change because of that. Now, you would think maybe the bishop might say, well, if the Supreme Court says it's okay, let's open up the churches.
Yeah.
But no, not yet.
McEnany, the Kaylee, who is just awesome. Man, what a spitfire she is. She's amazing. I wonder what bonehead Biden would hire if he had the chance. I don't think he will actually think President Trump will stay in. I know people think I'm nuts when I say that, but I just think there's so much here that is swept over because the media won't talk about it, that it has so many people discouraged and not understanding what fight's going on right now. And I do think those Electoral College votes are going to be very interesting when opened January 6th.
Yeah.
She said that President Donald Trump is not conceding, still involved in the ongoing lawsuits, and the vote is one step in the constitutional process leading up to the January 20th date, and he's still pursuing ongoing litigation for the election. And electors in all 50 states, they cast their votes, and they have until December 23rd, too. For the states to certify those and put those in. So how they could come up last night with a Biden's got this and now he's our president. It was just so amazing to me that they went that far to lie that much. It was just, yeah. It was kind of like, wow. All the lawsuits go on. And she said, apparently some folks have not done their history do not know their history and do not know the process.
Well, I sure want to be watching and see the look on Biden's face when they announce that President Trump got 297 electoral votes.
Very interesting. She also said the law is very clear. The House of Representatives, in combination with the United States Senate, has the lawful authority to accept or reject Electoral College vote submissions from states that have such flawed election systems that they're not worthy of our trust.
Yep.
Yep. And, of course, 28 pages on the Dominion fraud in Michigan alone coming out that.
Yeah.
They had investigations on that and full of fraud. No matter what the Dominion CEO says, it's so funny to me that the headlines are what the Dominion president says.
Yeah, but, you know, I heard the same thing from the guy that robbed the local bank. He said he didn't do
That's
it.
True. Well, I believe that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they asked Biden, is your son a criminal? Nope. Well, case closed.
Go.
We're good. So same exact thing. When we said that they were going to lie last night, and boy, did they, that they were going to come out with this whopper of a lie.
Yep.
And they did. Did you just shake your head? I just have to know. Did you shake your head out there? They're willing to go so far with this thing. And no, I don't live in a land of delusion. The people that are living in the land of delusion are following the media. That's what's so sad.
I
know.
You can't even put it into words.
I know.
The media is so unbelievably corrupt.
I know. It's so telling. It's like the biggest tell of all. We finally get it in our face that they are this machine, this thing built by our government and bought and sold to the hilt. And I know people recognized it on election night, yet they still go to them to see what's up. Do you find that kind of amazing still?
I don't
go to CNN and Fox to find out what's up. I go there to find the lies.
Yeah.
This is what they're lying about today.
That's right. And it always is.
It always is.
No
they
matter
always twist
what
it.
They say, when you investigate it, they've lied.
Yep. They've always taken a story and twisted it.
Even in the weather section.
I know. No, it's amazing, but true. And so there's that. I just had to, I was even watching a video on deep fakes and how real they're getting. PBS had put this out again. And we're going to have to really kind of spiritually lead out on what you believe and don't believe anymore, what your gut tells you, because things are going to ramp up to the point where you don't even know if somebody's saying something on screen, but you're going to think they're saying something on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the deception is getting so blown out of control. I'm just telling you, what's coming is honestly trying to find truth. It's going to be our biggest problem. It's going to be our biggest objective. And I really do think we're going to have more and more gut checks as to where that truth is. You're going to have to rely on that more than ever.
You know, General Flynn gave a really good speech here in the last few days. Mm-hmm. I forget what
day. On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was fantastic. And that's what he talked about. Truth.
Yep, truth.
We have to keep bringing out the truth.
Yep. If we don't have truth and we don't have the justice and we don't have those things, then it's kind of like the money supply. The only thing that keeps the money supply as the money supply is our faith in the dollar. It's your faith, right? And I'm not even saying that's a good thing, because the faith... Our money supply is so corrupt. Everything is so corrupt when it comes to banking. So I'm not using that as a reason for moral aptitude. And what I'm saying is like, look at the faith that we have in the dollar. When you lose faith in those things, it's very, very difficult to keep things going. And so we have to have truth prevail. We have to. The nation loses its core, its foundation, if we don't have that. We all know there was fraud. You would literally have to have the brain the size of a small turnip in order to not see the fraud. So people are definitely putting their heads in the sand in favor of their ideology winning, the winning seats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to get back to truth. And I don't know how else to do that other than just to keep speaking out. We appreciate your donations to the show. Thank you. And for the few of you that have done that, and Curtis and Mark and Jim and all the different people out there that have helped. Thank you. It means so much, because we have to be able to do this, and it's just going to get harder. And I go with my gut. Don't you? I go with my gut on stuff.
Mostly anymore.
That's how I feel. Like, this is not over. It's just not over. And I do think there's going to be a little bit of a showdown that people aren't expecting in January. So as you sit over the kitchen table, remind people that those votes are not unsealed until January. And the only reason we know that there was different slates is because of the electors themselves, you know, coming out and stating that, that there was a split in those elector votes in those swing states. I actually think more states might have done that too. It'll be very interesting January 6th. Then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Because the president isn't determined until January 6th. All right, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.